Pastor Larry Huck is founder and pastor of DFW New Beginnings Church in Dallas, Texas. This powerful teaching series is called Speak No Evil. Today's message is part one. Now, here's Pastor Larry Huck with today's message.
Somebody help me with this. God said there is life and death in the power of your... Now listen to me. We studied this the last couple weeks. You have got to understand this. When you say it, you have prayed it. Well, I'm never going to get ahead. So be it. Well, I'm never going to get a job. So be it. On the other hand, you know, somebody's going to get blessed. Somebody's going to be debt free. Why? Because there is life and death in the power of the words you say. Now, we said this the last couple weeks. You and I are made in the image of God. Okay? God said, let there be light, and there was. God said, let there be mountains, and there were. This is why God said, put a guard on your mouth. Say this out loud. In my mouth. In my words, from this day on, will be blessings, prosperity, joy, happiness, peace. I break every curse in Jesus' name. Now, if you believe every curse is broken over the word you said, give the Lord a clap offering. Now, we know there's life and death in the power of the tongue. It's one of the most important things we can teach. It amazes me how negative Christians can be. Help each other. If you're married, help each other. Say, don't say that. Don't say that. People say all the time, man, I like to hang around with Pastor Larry. Let me tell you something. There's a price to hang around with me. I won't let you be negative around me. Don't be planting those seeds around me. Amen? But let me take you a step further in the understanding that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. In Galatians 6, look what God says. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, the thing I want you to understand today is that the words that you say are seeds that you have sown. The words that you say are seeds that you have sown. Now go with me over to page 40. Let's see. Go with me to page 56. And I want to show you something that go to 52. And I'm going to show you about words that you've sown that brings a curse on our lives and we don't really understand it. Let me show you this. If somebody walked into the front row and they sat down on the pew and they lit up a cigarette and popped a beer, I mean to tell you, ushers would be running. Christians would be fainting. God's holy people would be appalled. But the Bible says it's not what comes into your mouth that defiles you, but it's what comes out of your mouth. If somebody walked into the pew, sat in the pew and lit up a cigarette, oh, I mean to tell you, everybody would be talking about it. It would be all over Dallas. Somebody was at New Beginnings and sat in the front row and lit up a cigarette. Everybody would know. We would be appalled. But yet all over the world, people come into a church and they may not light up a cigarette, but they'll light up somebody's character. They'll light up somebody's personal name. They'll gossip. Somebody will be sitting right next to you, and if they lit up a cigarette, you would freak out, but you'll let them gossip and backbite and slander, and it's not what comes into the lips that violate us or curses, it's what comes out of our lips. Yeah.